Many adults remember where they were on September 11th, 2001. The country watched in horror as planes hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists crashed them into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. But the collective memory of 9/11 doesn't yet extend to today's school children, who weren't even born yet. So how do teachers bridge that divide and educate students about 9/11? As WUWM education reporter Emily Files found out, it's a difficult subject to teach.
Teacher Jim Nelson remembers the first time 9/11 was mentioned in one of his U.S. history textbooks. It was 2002, and he had recently started teaching social studies in MPS.
Milwaukee Public Schools adapted new United States history textbooks in, 2002. The textbook company that we went with literally put articles from the USA Today in, the back of the textbook because there just wasn't enough time to write about it yet.
Now, almost 20 years later, Nelson says curriculum still falls short. He says history textbooks tend to skim over 9/11 in a final chapter on recent history.
And so that's a serious issue with teaching 9/11 because it did happen so recently. I mean, there's just not a lot yet in the textbook on that. That last chapter of the textbook is typically going to cover 20 to 30 years of history, and that's way too much.
The challenges of teaching 9/11 were reflected in a national survey of secondary teachers in 2018. UW-Madison education professor Jeremy Stoddard conducted the survey. He found that teachers tend to spend a short period of time on 9/11, usually around the anniversary, and that the narrative is often oversimplified.
There's a sort of constant narrative that's very common around 9/11. And that is that it was an unprecedented attack, that there's heroism in terms of the firefighters, the first responders, that this evil sort of was the cause, evil terrorism, and then that the world came together around the U.S. to sort of respond and to fight back against this evil.
Stoddard found lessons about 9/11 tended to lack context about the political forces leading up to the attacks and what happened after, including the War on Terror, the Patriot Act, and the increase in Islamophobia.
You know, teachers think 9/11 is important, so they're teaching on the anniversary, but they don't feel they have the time to really get into the historical context or tying it into other events.
Teachers also told Stoddard that they have to combat a lack of knowledge and misinformation around 9/11. That's been a challenge for West Alice High School English teacher Kellen Lynch.
You almost have to unteach what the students think they know about it because they watched a 15-minute YouTube video one time and they're convinced that the CIA blew up one of the other World Trade Center towers at the same time to cover something up. So their knowledge is very limited on what they know about the event.
Whether they realize it or not, today's students grew up in the shadow of 9/11. That's especially apparent for Muslim students. At the Salam School, an Islamic school in Milwaukee, teachers talk to students about how discrimination against Muslim Americans connects back to 9/11. Here's Salam principal Wanis Shalabi.
Part of what we're doing in this school is to raise Muslim Americans who are comfortable in their own skin and who may look at others who are stereotyping them as people to whom they have a duty to educate and to teach them about who they are.
Shalabi says Salam's teachers emphasize that the September 11th attacks were not an act of Islam, but an act of extremism.
Was this an act of terror or was this an act of Islam? And definitely you are able to sort this out with them because Islam has never, ever asked us to murder innocent people.
This year, teaching about 9/11 more deeply may be even more important to help students understand what's happening in Afghanistan and the end of America's longest war. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.